Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. And I am Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I do want to give a shout out to everybody who, like, I've been getting a few messages on my OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I love the podcast. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yay. OnlyFans, broadcast fans. Thank you.
And I'm like, I'm having a lot of fun, like, playing with makeup and
getting creative.
Like, it's been a lot of fun.
Good.
I do know that, like, there's some days where I'm like, I feel bad because I'm like, I'm really just not. Either I'm like not feeling like not even doing anything in general. Like, I just want to curl up in bed and not talk to anybody ever.
Yeah.
For the rest of the day. And I feel bad.
Do you post every day, though?
I try to reply to everyone every day.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
My goal. But
that's a good goal. And I mean, at least you're not saying you're posting every day.
Right.
That would be a lot more.
Yeah. That's a lot of
a lot
work.
Of effort, yeah.
I'm like, the amount of makeup and time, like, it took forever to get my eyeliner to, like, match.
Yeah.
It took like a good 30 to 40 minutes.
The two wings to be perfect.
And that wasn't even the rest of the face.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just look real tired. It's like a raccoon trying to be sexy for you. It doesn't work. That's why I need the makeup.
Some people probably would be into that, though, so.
I have to get a raccoon onesie and see what art we can make happen.
Yeah.
But a week or two ago, we were on the morning show, we were talking about people. It's like, are they even your significant other if you don't have, like, they don't have a cute name for you, or you don't have a cute name for them in your phone?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The weird nicknames you have for people in your phone.
And I just remember when I didn't really have that many contacts, I used to just have everyone by their first name. And I'm like, oh, crap, which one's this? So I've had to, like, put people's full names.
Oh, I've always usually put first and last names because, well, I'm basic, so my name is Sarah, so there's like a million of me, so I just assume with other people too, and I don't want to accidentally text or call the wrong person.
Right. Ugh. But there have been a few people, like your brother, Joey. I used to have a boyfriend named Joey.
That could be bad.
So it would, like, and luckily nothing ever was too bad. Like
you didn't send him any nudes?
Not nudes.
My brother accidentally.
Like, no, nothing quite like that. But it was bad enough to where I got tired of it, so I had to change his name to, like, eventually, like, his old name, The Prodigy,
yeah,
on my phone. Now he's just Joey D's.
Joey D's.
Just because I don't date that guy anymore, and he's just literally listed as the X.
Whoa!
I think he's just X in my phone. Cause
he's not even Joey.
No.
Whoa.
So I used to have him under, like, his, like, after that, I had him under his nickname, and then I changed it to just X.
Like the nickname you had for him, or just like a nickname?
Like a nickname that he gave himself.
Oh, okay.
So when he'd meet people, he'd use it, and I'm like, nobody calls you that unless you, like, didn't give him your real name.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever.
He's not even good for a name or a nickname.
No, but I like to keep his number in there just in case the effort tries to call me, like, or text me again, because he does that. He hasn't in a while, but
you'll know not to answer.
Exactly. Like, I actually have one guy in my phone. I'm not gonna say his first name, but this person, the a-hole.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the guy I went on a date who threatened to, like, have his sister beat me up.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Mind you, this was like 11 years ago.
You could kick her ass still.
Probably. I'm pretty badass. But then it kind of got me, like, I went through my phone and I started looking at all the different names I did have for some people. Like, what I've been doing lately is I'll put little symbols. Like,
little, like, emojis.
Uh-huh. So I'll put the person's full name and I'll put an emoji for them.
Yeah.
Like, my friend is a Zumba instructor. I put, like, a little dancing emoji.
Cute. Well, I'm just like, I don't know if my phone updated or what, but I think it's really cool that you can have pictures on your contacts now.
I feel you've been able to have that for a while.
Well, okay, girl, I'm still getting used to this whole smartphone thing. But, like, I didn't know, like, when you clicked on it, like, it could, you know, be their little face.
Gotcha.
In a little circle. And then when they call you, it's their whole picture. I was very excited.
You're very behind, but okay.
Hey, okay, don't hate, all right?
I'm not hating. I'm just pointing it out.
But, like, some people just don't have it. Like, some people have their own picture set to it.
Right,
but
yeah.
Some you can just, like, make your own. Yeah. I don't even think I have a picture on mine.
Like, I have a picture, like, of mine. And I upload pictures. Like, I think that's fun. Like, I'll find a picture for people, like, of you and me.
Yeah, a specific one.
Like, the picture I have for you is of us, like, when it was, I think it was that Pain in the Grass, and, like, we're taking a picture together, and you, like, put your leg up, and I'm holding it.
Oh, yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
One of my favorite pictures of us.
Aww.
So that one's up there. And I think I also have that printed out in my house somewhere. Like, I have it hanging on
Better be framed, hanging up on a wall.
I don't know if it's framed, but it's definitely on a wall.
Okay, good. All right,
like in a collage-y type thing. But I love doing like little cute nicknames or things for people. Like I have a buddy, his name, like his nickname in high school was Lucky. So I have his full name and I put a little four leaf clover in his name, that sort of thing. So I love doing that. Like my mom and dad are just like mom, dad.
Yeah, pretty basic.
Dad, I have dad ICE as in case of emergency. So that way, if somebody ever got into my phone, they could see that. I don't know.
I would never know what that meant. I was like, ICE. Okay. Because I think they would immediately go to your dad or mom first.
Right. But maybe mom and dad is not the person you want to contact. Maybe you want your husband or whatever.
I've never heard of you put ICE at the end of any contact, though.
I saw it on a TV show and I did it.
So you're the only one. Okay.
No, but I guess paramedics know. You also have a feature in your phone. I don't know if you know this, Sarah.
I do. Where? My friend showed me the favorites.
Oh. No.
Okay.
You have like a thing where if something were to happen to you, like you're unconscious because of an accident, like paramedics can go in and like look at your emergency information.
Oh.
So they can figure out who to call. They can see if you, what blood type, you can put in whatever information. You're like,
oh, yeah, I guess because they couldn't undo your phone. Mm-hmm.
You can put in like, this is my blood type. This is what I'm allergic to. This is the medication I'm on.
No, I ain't that fancy. I thought you were going to say the favorites when like you can have favorites under your contacts. So then like they can call. Right, they can call you twice if your phone's on silent, and it'll ring through, won't it?
I mean, probably. I just have my favorite, so I know where to go up to, like, quickly. Like, okay, I'm going to call my mom. I don't want to look for a number, so it's just, like, right here.
Oh, see, I just have favorites in because I put my phone on silent when I go to bed because you're part of so many group chats and, like, all the dings. And so I'm like, well, what if someone really needs me? And I'm like, well, if you're under my favorites, then you can call me twice, and it'll ring through. But if not, then sorry.
I mean, I always keep my phone on, but I will... I will fall, like I won't hear if you text me or send me a Facebook message, but if you call me, I'll hear that.
Even it's over and over and over. Like I'm part of group chats that like ding and ding and ding and ding.
Oh,
you're like my boyfriend. He doesn't shut his off and he has group chats with his friends and they go to bed way later. And I'm like, I literally have to wake him up. And I'm like, babe, you need to shut your phone off because I'm about to throw it against the wall.
But am I just Vicky B or my real name on my phone?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty, once I got my iPhone, I became very, very, very basic.
Professional.
Very professional. I was for a while. You're Vicky. Yeah, you're Vicky with your real name. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you have a picture for me? Is it the one that automatically generates from my phone?
What is your Oops. I have no idea. Wait, let me find out.
While you find that, I decided to go through and find all mine. Like, the were funny. That weren't. I went through and actually deleted some of the Tinder ones. I'm like, I have not talked to this guy. Like, not so much that it ended badly. It's just we didn't care. So I'm like, I don't even talk. What? This guy was, like, from 11 years ago. I don't need this one.
Oh. Like,
they're ones I know for sure we'll never contact each other again. So I've deleted some of them. Especially the ones I'm like, I don't even know which one you are. So why do I have you in here?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Once I like got, well, it wasn't cool, but once I got my iPhone, my contacts didn't like
transfer.
I don't think, because so then I have like way less people on my phone, which is kind of nice because I don't need like guy from that one bar or guy I had three bottles of wine with or, you know, because I mean, when I first met my boyfriend, I put him in my phone as his name. And then at the restaurant I worked at, dude, because I met him at the restaurant I worked at. And he was like that for like 2 years.
Until you guys dated.
We started dating, we were together, and he would see his name, and he's like, can you change that? Like, I'm not just some random guy now. And I was like, no.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then I got my new phone. He's like, do not put me in there. And I was like, okay, fine. And then, of course, I put emojis next to his, and I put like love and a loved one. And then I was like, you get the third one. And he chose the poop emoji. So now his name is literally the hug emoji, the heart emoji, and the poop emoji. Yeah, because
so
he's
cute.
A little crap. Just kidding. Yeah, I have your number in here twice. It's the same number, but different. It's Vicky B and Vicky C. And then no picture, though. Sorry. You should send me a picture.
Honestly, I don't think it's because it updated. I don't think I had my thing under that. I was actually looking. I don't think I
have
it.
So a picture.
It doesn't send it to you. So I'll send you one of my safe OnlyFans ones.
Ooh, yes. Ooh, give me a special one. So then every time you call, everyone's like, ooh, who's that?
It's like my girl.
Look at that booty.
Hit her up. She's on OnlyFans.
Do it. Yeah, I think phone nicknames are funny. Especially like the bad ones, but like, but you really love the person. They just like sound horrible when they like come up.
I love the ones that like other people make up for other people. Like, for example, I have one. It's a buddy of our, like, my buddy and I, Chase. I met his buddy Rob from back home and adore the dude. He's super cool. And I was like, oh, we were all together in Portland a few years ago for my buddy Chase's birthday. And I'm like, Rob, let me get your number. So, because I was
one of the, in case something happens, yeah.
It was during the snowstorm, like the really bad snowstorm. So, like, we were trying to go to different bars and stuff, and it got more and more difficult.
Oh, I bet.
So it's like, I need
those
to be able
poor Uber drivers.
Right. Oh, God. And I got real drunk. But I'm like, hey, you know, Chase, give me Rob's number. And so Chase puts it in as Rob, good to his mother, under quotes. And then his last name.
It's that's
very
funny.
It's very, like, old school gangsta. It's like, yo, this is Tommy Two Shoes or something.
He's good to his mama.
This is Rob, good to his mother, you
that's
know.
Cute.
With his last name.
And then you just got to keep it. I feel like nickname is, like, especially if someone else gives it, like, puts it yes. in for you, you just got to stay.
I love that I have some that I don't know who these people are.
Mystery. Let's text them.
But like, I don't have like apparently some of their I used to have a setting in your iPhone where I like to keep all my text messages in case I need to reference for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Takes up more storage. I don't care. But I realized I didn't have that feature set. So it would erase it after a couple of months.
Oh, so you can't even look back on the conversation
to figure out who they are. So I have one under funny guy.
Well, he's probably funny.
Probably.
Text him and say, hey,
I have another one called drunk stranger.
He could be creepy. Maybe don't text him.
I feel like that was probably somebody I met when we were drunk. Like, he was the cutest of the group of dudes. Like, when we were drinking, when I worked at the restaurant, and there's like a group of like British dudes, and I'm like, oh, hello. Hell yeah. And like, he was the one I was really jamming with, but he was the only one that didn't have the British accent.
Oh.
And then we like went out like sober, and I think we both like were not each other's types at all.
Oh, so you guys actually went out after.
Yes. And it was just like,
put the drunk goggles down, and then was yeah. like, oh, I don't remember.
And it wasn't like, so much that like we found each other unattractive. It's just like, I'm very edgy looking. He was not. So it was just like, yeah, we're not.
Were you guys not vibing?
No. Oh. So we never really talked again. Okay. I think that might be him.
You should ask him.
I'm good.
Be like, hey, did we meet up sober and like not vibe at all?
Did we meet outside a restaurant?
Just once? Going through my
watch,
phone.
Watch, he's like married now and his wife gets all pissed. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that. One other guy in my phone is weird guy. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, let's not text that one.
Nope. But my favorite one was actually a dude I used to date. And he's still on my phone. Like, I mean, I have no ill will towards him. But I have, so my one of my main tattoo artists, his name is Travis Broyles. He's out of Snohomish, and this guy was Travis, and his last name also starts with a B.
Oh.
So I would accidentally text him. This is before we were kind of hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
But I would accidentally text him like, hey, Travis, like, do you have any appointments available in the next couple of weeks, you know, for tattoos? I have a few ideas. Like, wrong Travis again.
Oh, you did it more than once?
I did it multiple times.
Oh, and that's so annoying.
Because they're right next to each other. And it was fine. It was not a big deal. And so I'm like, I need to change your name in my phone. You need to have a completely different last name or something. And so what should it be? And so his name in my phone to this day is Travis McHandsome Wang.
McHandsome Wang.
I freaking love it. I think it is the most hilarious thing in the world.
I like that. That's good.
But I want to like come up with other fun ones.
And you probably never text the other guy now. And he's probably like, okay, good.
McHandsome Wang? No, I never do.
What about me? What's my nickname? Do I have a nickname?
No, I think you just have your regular name.
Oh, basic.
I know. But I did take a specific picture for us.
I guess that's one step in the right direction.
Well, you didn't have a name for me.
I know. I have you on my phone twice, though, apparently. So
special that way.
That's special.
Yeah, see, I love that picture of us.
Oh, yeah. That's super cute.
So whenever you, like, text or whatever, I see it. I'm like, oh.
I know. Or if I ever called, I'd be like, hi.
Hi. We never call.
Yeah, no.
Like, who calls anymore?
A lot of my friends, and it's really stressful. I've literally been, like, trying to, like, ponder when I'm going to call one of my friends. Because it just is lot of talking on the phone. Because it ends up being like an hour or two. And I'm like, I can't just like randomly call you when I'm on like a driving home or something. Because this phone call is going to be so long. Like I literally have to schedule it throughout my day. Some people just love talking on the phone. Some people just love Zooming. They just love that kind of like interaction. And I'm like, dude, like, I mean, let's just text or like hang out in real life whenever we can.
I mean, maybe that's another year.
Whoa. We're in some type of phase where you can kind of see people sort of now.
I'm kind of enjoying not seeing people, though. It's weird because, like, I realize, I think I might have mentioned this on a previous podcast. I've talked to my therapist about it, but I don't know if it's the getting older and or the pandemic, but I feel more and more anxiety making plans. Like, I've just kind of, it's just the idea of
saying that.
Just super exhausting.
Well, and you're around people all the time right now. So you're not necessarily getting that, like, other people stimulation. Like, you work, you still come into work, and then you go home and you have a house full of people.
So I'm like, I'm having plenty of, like, other people stimulation is the best way. Yeah, you said it. But, like, we don't work Monday.
So
I'm hitting up my friends. I'm like, hey, ladies. Like, my
do you actually want to care or want to?
Well, because we actually have a craft night planned. Like, we don't have a date set, but we found this really cool thing to make, like, rhinestone bedazzled drink tumblers.
Oh, that actually sounds kind of cool.
And it's just literally you just put on, like, a show in the background and you just kind of focus on it.
Yeah, it's like you just, like, put jewels on a tumbler, pretty much.
It's like thousands of jewels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds awesome. I have the little rhinestones, and my friends got the tumblers, but we haven't set a date. So I was like, maybe Monday would work. But I'm like, but there's something
Do it, like,
do
on Sunday or something, so then you can sleep in.
Right. Well, like, okay, well, like, do you guys not work? And apparently they both work. So it's like, okay, cool.
Oh, you're like, I tried. So
I tried.
You guys have to try next time, or this tumbler thing's never going to happen.
And, like, it causes a lot of anxiety because, like, I feel bad. They're also like, we need to plan a trip. I'm like, okay, well, like, maybe at the end of the year, maybe end of summer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe for our birthdays, August. That's a good goal to kind of, like, hope for, right?
Yeah, it's tough to plan, like, an actual book stuff.
But apparently, like, her husband is going to Vegas in April for a bachelor party.
Really?
And I'm just like, what?
Ooh,
that just seems too much. Like,
We'd get our asses handed to us if we...
At work? And like, we have a lot of people in our lives that we have to worry about, so I don't want to do that.
Oh, like, they weren't inviting you, right?
No, but because her husband's going,
she wants
to also go on a trip and do something. And she's very adamant that it has to be in April. And I'm like, why April?
April's very soon.
I know. It's like... What day is it? It's we're almost halfway through February.
And she wants to go, like, out of the state trip?
Yeah.
Ooh. Girl, good luck with that. You'll be 2 weeks quarantining at your house.
And I'm like, no. And I told her, I'm like, I don't know. Like, if this was maybe in the summer, like, that guy can maybe try to plan something. But she's like, all right, I'm trying. Like, the boys already booked their flight. What are we thinking? Where do we want to go? I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, you got to tap out of that. Yeah,
I know. I already did. I was just like, no. Like,
my friends wanted to go somewhere in June for their birthday. And I was even like, dude, I can't plan anything right now. Like, I don't know how we're going to be looking. I don't know how our work's going to be looking. Like, and going anywhere and then having to take 2 weeks. Like, plus I was like, y'all ain't even worth it. Like, I'm trying to go on a trip with y'all.
They're talking about places like Lake Tahoe. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell is in Lake Tahoe. I know people go there. What the hell?
Don't they go there, like, ski and stuff?
I don't know.
I don't either. But I hear, actually, like, Tahoe's pretty fun. But I don't know how fun it's going to be right now.
That's exactly it. I'm like, why do I want to travel when I don't know what other restrictions are in different cities and different states?
Yeah, but I get, honestly, if she working from home? Because if she's...
No.
Oh, she's not.
But she's got a baby and she's got, like, a really stressful job.
That makes sense.
So she really wants a break.
Well,
a
baby, though. That's weird, though. I'd be really cautious if I had a child right now.
Right.
But, dude, I have some friends who work from home, and I would feel their pain if I worked, like, a 9-to-5 at home and was just home all day long. And then you don't see anyone. So if anything happened, you could just work from home and stay home anyway. I would totally get why people would have that travel bug.
I mean, like, I'm looking at Lake Tahoe things to do, and it's, like, I mean, it's nice, but if I'm going to be going somewhere that I'm going to have to quarantine for, in April, mind you, because all the cool stuff seems to happen in the summer. Like,
yeah,
you know,
April's such a weird time.
Like, you can go to this beach area, and it's, like, cool, but it's going to be cold, probably.
Yeah, unless you go to, like, Hawaii or something where you know for sure it's going to be nice weather.
Like, I'll get food and take it to the hotel or Airbnb and just lay out on the beach, but, like, I know a lot of people are tired of the tourists. It's like, dude, we're trying to stay safe, and you're effing things up.
Oh, like other
from Hawaii.
Places. Yeah, but I hear Hawaii is like they make you have a test like 48 hours before you land and stuff. So I guess they're trying what they can.
Right. But it's like, I'd feel bad too.
They can always shut their borders off to us like they did in the beginning of all this anyway. It's really bad.
It's just like you never know. Like, I feel like I'm so burnt out. Like, I just want time at home. I've been, because I don't feel like I've been able to have, like, homebody stuff. Like,
like homebody, like, by yourself without anyone in your homebody?
No, like, without having plans or anything. Like, even if I'm at home and, like, I don't mind having them at my parents at home because most of the time, like, on a, was it Saturday, my dad and I got drunk off mojitos and watched Mandalorian.
Is that, like, homebody home that you
mean? Yeah, like, I mean, like, okay. I could do what I want to do. I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to wear real pants.
Because sometimes I feel like homebody means, like, you want to be alone in your home. And be able to be naked by yourself, go wherever you know what I'm saying?
If I want to be alone, I can definitely do my room. And it's funny because people are like, don't you want to be alone in your whole house? But I realize I've become conditioned to just go to my room instinctively. For example, like when I lived with roommates for so many years in Seattle, yeah. I would get home and either my roommate worked from home majority of the time already. So he would be up in his room and it was just kind of sad to just eat lunch by myself in the kitchen or in the dining area. So I would just go take my food upstairs and eat in bed and like just kind of like.
See, I think that's even more sad.
That was sad. But now it's like, because it was comfy. Like at least I got my bed, I got my shows. Like,
so yeah.
I could not wear pants if I didn't. I just got so used to that now, like when I do sit down and try to eat downstairs, like in the kitchen dining room area, I hate it. Like I feel so weird. Like I like sitting in my bed and eating, unless I'm eating with other people.
And it's not
I was telling that to Rev. It's like I'm just so used to it that I'm trying to break myself out of that, but it's like I'd rather just be upstairs, or I'm used to just watching TV in my room in my bed instead of like the living room, because my bed has my blankets, and like I'm just so.
Girl, you got to make your couch better because I got the bed. I got such a comfy couch now.
And oh,
I got
the my, new
like,
one.
My, yeah. Oh, and my blankets are like legit, and the pillows.
I got to see this couch. I'm looking for a new one because like I got mine. It was gifted to me from somebody, and it was barely used, but it's like it's okay. And I got it because it was a pull-out couch.
I love pull-out couches.
I mean, it's not the most comfortable pull-out couch.
Oh, man. Yeah, my boyfriend was like, okay, we have, like, options, and one of them was a pull-out couch. And, like, we don't ever have people over, and we don't have ever people, like, staying over. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's ridiculous to get a pull-out couch, but I do think they're so cool.
They're ridiculous for two reasons, because I've dealt with my fair share of pull-out couches between my parents and I and, like, getting rid of them and stuff. The thing is, they're heavy as balls.
Yeah, because there's a whole bed in that
bitch. Exactly. So getting them up and downstairs is a bitch. Second, I feel like you can just get a really nice, like, U-shape or L. Like, yeah, you can just sleep on that. I mean,
yeah, but if like at a hotel or something, if you're like sleeps four and there's mm-hmm. one bed, you'd much rather have a pull-out couch than like a little couch to like both of you sleep if there was like two people. Right.
But I feel like sometimes the couch is more comfortable than the mattress inside of it.
Damn, I would rather when I was younger sleep on a pull-out couch than a regular bed. Like in hotels or at houses, because I thought I loved them.
It's just like that weird, like fascination. Like this is so cool.
Yeah,
it's so
or like
different.
The beds that would pull out from like are just like would be on the
Murphy
wall.
Bed.
Yeah, Murphy beds. They're so dope.
See, those are cool. Like if you ever get your like if you decide to buy a house or whatever, you can get that for like a guest room, and then you can make it like your office and pull it down or whatever.
Yeah, make it your own room, and then if you have anyone over, you can be like, ha ha,
make your pull room.
Got a bed for you.
do you ever ride in like? Backwards in a car.
Oh, I love that. And then you'd wave at everyone. You played Sweet or Sour and you wave at people. And if they wait.
Sweet or Sour?
Yeah. Well, you didn't play that in like the, what was it, station wagons? Or?
Yeah. My mom had a station wagon. My That's God. Why.
That was the coolest seat ever where you could sit like pretty much in the trunk.
Yes.
And like look at the drivers. And then we'd always play the game Sweet or Sour and you'd wave at everyone like that you were facing. So like the drivers usually. And if they waved back at you, they were sweet. And if they didn't, they were sour.
Aww.
Yeah.
I never knew that one.
That brings me back, dude. That was like, God, so long. They probably don't even have those cars
probably
anymore.
Not. I can't imagine them being too safe.
Yeah, because, dude, if you got, like, even rear-ended, in a fender bender, your kids would be like, bye.
But I just remember, like, climbing into the back seat, like, always, like, unless, you know, my mom had groceries or something. Even if nobody was in the middle seat, it's like, we want the back. We want to sit in the back.
Oh, yeah, because it was the best so fun. Seat. Wow. I forgot about those.
Me too. All right, I'm going to switch up some gears.
Oh, switch them up, girl.
Switch them up. I found this, and I'm going to try to keep it as clean as possible.
Make it dirty.
Just kidding. You have to pay for that.
No. you actually do.
So this is actually like a text exchange I found on Facebook, and it made me laugh so hard.
Okay.
It's a person trying to talk to a massage therapist. I was like, good morning. I'm available to talk. I am looking for Amber to schedule a massage. It's like, good morning. This is she, and I'd be happy to assist you. May I ask what service you are interested in, or I can send you a copy of the sessions to look over. Actually, I have a question, and I hope I don't offend you, but do you do other stuff? I'd be happy to send over a list of the services I offer. I saw those on your page. I was more interested in the stuff that isn't listed, if you know what I mean.
What?
Do you understand, LOL? Not sure that I do. Like happy endings, LOL?
Oh.
Ah, I see. Unfortunately, I'm all out of those.
Can I call you? I don't think you understand.
What?
Like, sorry, I can't talk on the phone and use the internet at the same time. Dial up, am I right? I'm actually trying to get online to order more happy endings as we speak, so...
No, you can't order them. I'm sorry, am I missing something? It's something you do, not order.
I apologize for the low stock at the moment. Can I interest you in a sad ending?
Are you messing with me?
I am not.
What's that, a sad ending?
So I offer 3 sad ending packages. I'll just describe them for you. He's like, what? Package A. A soft lullaby of exquisite violin plays as I read over your credit reports and credit card statements by candlelight. Choose from my collection of essential oils to fill the room and bring the thought that you'll never financially recover from your 20s at ease. This is a 60-minute session for $123.
Are you kidding me right now?
Package B. Your choice from classical strings or melodic piano as we discuss why you think your dad doesn't love you. You can add hot towels or sugar scrub. The choice is yours. I do suggest you choose the hot towels because they're better. Like your sister's grades and probably the reason for his favoritism. This session is 90 minutes and $234.
If you don't do, you know, HJs, just say it, bitch. You don't have to do all this.
And for our final sad ending package.
Cut the S.
Package C, a relaxing melody fills the room as I read these text messages to your wife. Hot towels are offered in the session as well to dry your tears as she listens to your sad attempts to get sexual favors from a licensed massage therapist. This session is quite popular, but can cause a little soreness afterwards when you go home to an empty house. Add aromatherapy to the session just for a small fee. I suggest lavender. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I was joking. It was a joke. I hope you don't think I'd actually want that. I was kidding. Hello? You didn't actually want the happy ending. I was kidding.
Oh, that's savage. I liked your voice with it, too.
Yes.
Package number B. Wow.
Package 3.
That's so good.
See, again, like, it's kind of what we were talking about the last podcast. Like, I love pettiness. I love just
being if she did tell his wife.
I mean, technically, she could turn him up for the police. It's like, hey, he's,
asking for sexual... Well, could they do something because it didn't go through?
I guess. I mean, they could always try to do a sting.
That's true. Yeah, they could.
It's like, wow. Hey, but my friend here does. And it's like, hey.
I wonder if he, like, was talking to an actual massage place or if it was just, like, you know how sometimes you get your hairdresser's number or you get your massage therapist? Like, if it was just, like, to her.
Right.
Or if it was an actual, like, company and, like...
Right. Like,
this maybe he got it done there before. Who knows?
Oh, man. I was talking to a buddy, and I'm not going to say the person's name in case anybody knows him, but he was telling me that he went to get a massage. He's like, he had an hour to kill. He's like, my back hurts. You know, I have some other stuff I got to do, so I'm going to go get a massage.
Yeah.
And he goes into this place, and he's in this, like, bathtub, and he realizes...
Bathtub?
Yeah, like, getting, like, a bath. And this... this Asian lady comes in like lingerie and starts massaging his back and stuff. And she starts trying to ask him if he wants other stuff. And he's like, no, I'm good.
What?
I'm
real good.
He's like, I'm going to get arrested. Oh my God. He didn't know it was one of those places. And he was like, he just like got so nervous. He's like, oh God. Oh God.
I didn't know they'd be so upfront about it because I feel like, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, the massage places that kind of look like could be one of those. Mm-hmm. But some probably aren't at all. So it's like, if you really don't know and you just have an hour to kill and you're like in some like shopping mall, or, you know, like you're like, I'm just going to get a massage over here or like strip mall or whatever. And like, I'm surprised they were so just like up front and like, hey, like,
what do you want?
Because I would think you would go in and you've been there before and you know what kind of
like
acts they're doing.
So that,
yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I was just wondering if you could spend a little more time on my thighs.
Unless he asked for like the wrong kind of bath or whatever. It's a specific one. Most people don't.
Damn! Good for him for not falling for it because you never know. The police could. But like if the police did bust in, like they would probably not believe him that he didn't know what he was getting into.
I know. It's like, no, don't touch me in my no-no square.
This is my no-no square. I just want a normal massage. I'm sore, man. Oh. And the massage therapist is probably really confused too. Like, I'm not actually good at giving massages.
It's like, no, this isn't the, what, no.
No, yeah.
It's funny because I just, that reminded me of a place I went to. It looks on the outside, looks like, is this one of those places? Sketch. But it was like, it was a great massage, but it was a very weird experience and I felt a little uncomfortable for a very dumb reason. So a coworker of mine, when I worked at the restaurant in Ballard, it was like the seafood weekend. And even though we weren't a seafood restaurant, we had a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And we were super understaffed. So I was basically working doubles all weekend.
Yikes.
So by the time, and I don't think we worked that Monday, so at the station. So I'm like, I just want to relax. I just want to, it's been a hell of a weekend. I hate life. So we went to, there's this massage place. I'm like, we need a foot massage because our feet were just killing us.
Yeah.
So like, screw it. We go in. I'm like, do you guys have anything available? And they're like, oh, okay. They seem very like, what? Like, they weren't sure for, like, a drop-by. And I was like, okay, was this not a
good place? Is this not a thing?
But it was a very interesting massage because you're basically in the same room as everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I've been to one of those.
But, like, you keep your clothes on. They just pull your pants up. And I felt really bad because I was sweating from working all day.
Oh.
So I wasn't smelling the greatest. So I was like, but, I mean, they wash your feet and they massage you and stuff.
Yeah, they're probably used to that.
But I just still felt, like, very, like, But it was so comfortable. And I just, like, I wish I would have showered beforehand because I feel like I would have walked out of there just feeling even, like, squeakier and more comfortable.
Did they do anything besides just your feet?
Yeah, they did my back.
Yeah, they, like, turn you around and you have your clothes on. But they, like, get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good massage.
It was, like, $25. Right, usually
I think it was like 30,
yeah,
but still
cheap for a massage, and it was like an hour.
Yeah,
I've been to one of those places. Those are cool because it's like,
it was a little weird because I'm like, I'm seeing other people and I'm like trying not to look at them and not make it awkward.
Yeah, the place I used to go to, it's like really, really dark.
Yes, but it's completely dark.
It's kind of weird because if you're like, if it hurts or like sometimes, like I don't, even in like a normal massage, I don't like to make noises, but sometimes you're like, you know, like, but then you're a group full of people, you're like, really be quiet, but you're like, but I gotta breathe, but I'm like, you know?
Right. Like, because you also don't want to, like, sometimes I feel like they just, like, maybe this person doesn't like me because they'll just, like, start slapping you. And it's like, oh God.
No, that's
I wasn't expecting that.
That's normal.
I know, it's normal, but it's like, oh God, does she not like me?
The little, like, karate chop.
Right. But, like, that's, like, I'm like, why are you slapping my thighs or my
probably does something
calves
to your lymph nodes or something.
I don't know.
Or
it's like,
gets
this
the blood flowing.
Coming in smelling like a freaking old jock strap. Jesus.
Her legs are hella hairy. She didn't shave.
Hey, I always shave.
I don't. Whoa. Sometimes, like, when I get a pedicure or something and, like, I forget that they massage, like,
your calves.
Your calves. I'm like, I'm so sorry. But then I'm also like, but you probably deal with worse, maybe.
Probably. I mean, what if they
sometimes
have to,
guys
come in? I'm trying to
get. Yeah, but for some reason, like, you expect it. On a guy, like, you know what, if I was to massage a guy's, I assume it's gonna be hairy. If I'm massaging a girl's and then it's a hella hairy, I'm judging.
I'm like it's freaking, especially
I'm
now,
judging you and I'm judging me.
Pandemic, it's, you know, so much stuff going on.
Yeah, but some girls got
I am one hairy bee, so I have to. It's funny because, like,
I appreciate you try, though. You try to tame the hairiness.
I try to tame the beast. I'm a little more laxed in some areas than I used to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, once you reach above the kneecap, you're like, when am I going to wear short shorts?
That, and it's also, like, I'm Mexican, so a lot of my hair, like, the hair on my top of my head is, like, a medium to dark brown, naturally.
Yeah.
And, but the rest, my dad had, when he was born, was, like, platinum white hair when he was born. Like, it was, like, blonde white. And over years, it changed to, like, a dark brown.
Wow.
My dad has blue eyes, so I have the lighter skin because that side of the family is a little lighter. But there are certain areas of me that are Mexican, and there are certain areas of me that are not looking Mexican looking.
So what's your hair color?
So
in your downstairs region?
That downstairs region is Mexican.
Oh, so curtain matches the drapes?
Yes. But from my knees down, under like my kneecap, the bottom part of my kneecap down, it's dark hair.
Oh,
from my kneecaps up, it's blonde.
Oh, I think I'd rather have it the other way around.
I mean, yes, I would too, but I never have to shave my thighs until, like, I'll catch in the glimpse in the light, and it's like, oh, those are hairy.
Oh, man, when the sunlight hit, like,
but
just reflects
it's
right
so
off
soft,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
That I don't really notice until I shave. I'm like, oh, yeah, there is a difference, huh?
Yeah. But this, like, is kind of hairy.
Underarms are dark, but my arm hair is blondish, like a light brown blonde.
Oh, that's kind of good, because
I have, but there's a lot of it.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that, like, lighter than hella dark and a lot of it.
Well, my mom used to have really dark, thick hair on her arms. And she says she's gotten older, she doesn't really have hair in her arms or her legs anymore.
Wow, that's so nice.
I'm like, that's kind of nice. I mean, if you're going to get put through the ringer with all this other menopause crap, why not?
Might as well become hairless while you're at it.
Right. I mean,
not on your head, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a problem too. Your hair does get a little thinner. She did get this new shampoo, though. It's working for her.
Oh, good.
So if you need some.
If you're in menopause and need shampoo.
Well, I mean, I've used it. It was nice. So I got. I actually have a bottle ordered. It's going out of the way.
You're
going
to start using it?
Yeah. See if it like makes my hair a little thicker because it's a little thin.
It's a little thin.
Yeah, I've always had thin hair, though.
You can have some of mine.
Gladly. I'll take it. But yes, so I'm part Mexican in some places and more of my white side, which according to Ancestry is Spanish and French.
Oh, wee wee.
I'm a little Irish, too, 5%.
Ooh.
No wonder I like the Irish boys.
The redheads.
I was not thinking the redheads, but okay. I'm not opposed to redheads, but that wasn't my first thought.
Oh, see, that's what I think about when I think really Irish guys.
Oh, I was just thinking of the accent.
Oh, yeah, that's true, except I can't really understand them, but
I don't care. I'm
here for it.
I melt.
No matter if they're saying crazy things to me, I still melt.
But I totally forgot what we talked about this podcast. So whatever I talked about, please message us about.
Let us know.
Oh, my brain is just not. It's like it hit the wall and it's like, and
I'm done. I'm shutting down now.
I'm going to go home, have a nap, eat a snack.
Dude, snack and nap. Perfect.
Oh, my God. The snap and nap squad.
Hey.
That sounds dirty. Anywho, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.